Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, Sahiraban Saló, Spain, which is in the province of Catalonia, on one of the main streets, the Carrer de Vedrell. There's Busplana, where you need to buy bus tickets. You can sometimes buy them on the bus, cash only on the bus. But a little bit about tourism in this town. It's a town of, what is it? Is it 26,000 people? Something like that. An awful lot of hotels. It's not very expensive. Virtually every hotel is going to have a swimming pool, often two. And they're tourists from Ireland, from Great Britain, France, the Netherlands, Belgium. I've even heard Russian spoken. I've seen a Ukrainian car. So those are, and occasionally Germany. So those are the nationalities. And a few Spanish people come. Spanish people come on holiday here. So you could drive to Barcelona in an hour if you're lucky. So Barcelona Prat Airport is the nearest one. I think there's an airport at Reus as well. Actually, might be slightly nearer. But it's quite minor. Look, there's a hotel, for example, Inter 2. So I'm about 500 meters from the sea, and I would have just called it the Mediterranean Sea, but apparently this section is the Balearic Sea because the Balearic Islands, not too far offshore, as in Mallorca, Ibiza, and Menorca. I've never been to any of those, but they're a bit more expensive. It's just very affordable around here. So direct flights from London, Luton, is it Manchester, Belfast, Dublin, and so on. So English is very widely spoken. Anybody who works in the tourist sector is going to speak English, even if not perfect in every sense. But they really do appreciate it if you address them in Castilian. There's not that much Catalan spoken around here. We're sort of the southern end of Catalonia. I'm told that Catalan's spoken more inland. So quite a few references to Ireland. There's Murphy's Pub, and there's a Garda station blue lamp on one of the things. See, look at the tricolour. Hurrah, okay? Doff of the cap to that. I haven't seen the Union flag around too much. There are very few Scots people, so that's no direct flights from North Britain. So, a lot of trinkets you can buy. Barcelona Football Club memorabilia. Oh, this thing here, I've never seen anybody in here. There's a little playground here, and that's called like the Catalan Farmstead. So they've got these buildings built in that vernacular style over there. So is this an idyllic temperature? It's actually uncharacteristically cloudy right now. Another thing from Busplana. So you're seeing signs up in English everywhere, French too, as well as obviously Castilian and Catalan, occasionally Russian. I think I've very seldom seen German up. You know, the Germans have to be so good at English they don't need it. So you can go on jeep safaris, hire boats like catamarans, be taken out on a boat. Down at the seaside there are jet skis to hire, or go in one of those, I don't know what to call them, those sort of rubber floating sofa things pulled behind a motorboat. So lots of things to keep you entertained. Perhaps walk towards the sea here. Some major works going here. There are nightclubs. It'd be a bit noisy in the town centre, but it's mostly a family place. There are lots of families with little children around. Anyway, what else? Obviously, you can hire a car. You can get buses all the way to Andorra here. I think I've even seen a couple of cars from Andorra. In case you don't know, it's that tiny country that nestles in the Pyrenees betwixt France and Spain. It was never conquered by anyone, by the Romans, by Napoleon, by the Third Reich, even though they very easily could have, because it wasn't really worth conquering. But it's the only sovereign state where Catalan is the official language. I've been there to its capital, Andorra la Vella. Oh my God, I felt drops of rain. Wouldn't expect that in a Spanish July. And just out of town, it's about half an hour walk from here. You don't get the bus. There's Ferrari Land with lots of rides, but the waits can be long, up to an hour and a half, and various other things. What else is there to see there? There's a sort of aqua park, and there's someone else. There's another theme park with more rides. I can't remember what it's called. So these things are all reasonably good. The rides are all free. There are various other games to pay for, but it's a bit of a swizz in as much as there are plenty shops. They want you to buy things in their boutiques as well. And obviously there are restaurants and snack bars. So you're going along, you know, you can get beer and wine there, of course. Come on, this is Spain. Right, I can't believe it's raining. Okay, you wouldn't expect it to start raining now. I better hurry inside because, you know, I didn't come equipped for this. So anyway, you can hear the crickets singing the summer long. On the other side of that is the sea. And then obviously the little villas you can rent. I haven't seen basketball courts because Spanish are usually very into basketball. So the beaches are not too crowded. There are sun lounges you can rent, and it doesn't seem to be exorbitant. There's cycle paths, so it's fairly cycle friendly. There are a few pedestrian streets. That's it. The traffic doesn't go too fast. So if you're going to the airport, I would suggest you get an airport bus to go there directly, because there are buses that do go to the airport, but they stop in lots of places along the way. So that means it's going to take 2 hours rather than an hour. What else? So, I mean, I've always felt quite safe here. It's a late night culture. People are getting up pretty late because, you know, they're on holiday. The local shops are not open until 8:30 in the morning. And I mean, there's sometimes a bit of a siesta. I think people don't actually stop work, but it does get a bit quieter in the early afternoon when it gets quite hot. It's not as scalding as you'd find in Andalusia. So people are advised, unless you actually like to boil, you want to avoid southern Spain in July and August. Go there at Easter or maybe October, and then it's a more reasonable temperature. So it's very fragrant. I don't know anything about plants, but getting this pleasant waxy aroma off the plants. But otherwise, fairly arid, thin soil. Like, look at that. What do you think? Why are there no forest fires? Anything else? Yeah, so it's some stony soil around here, and there are mountains not too far inland. I've not ventured much into the litoral. So virtually every hotel room is going to have its little balcony, and hotels will put on entertainment. You know, song and dance shows, encourage the guests to participate. Games in the pool, you know, like a volleyball or water polo, which would be more like water rugby. Quiz shows and things like that. Disco evenings. Obviously, there are a few hotels which are adults only, if you don't want to be annoyed by kids. So it was kind of an idyllic temperature today, you know, 20 to 30 degrees. Some days it was sort of tending up towards 40 degrees. Yeah, I did manage not to get sunburnt. There's no bullfighting in Catalonia. So in case that's what you're looking for, that was outlawed decades ago. So this region of Spain's got a very distinct identity. Nation, should I say. I remember reading the Spanish Constitution 20 years ago, and it said that there are nations of Spain, and Catalonia is a nation, and it's got a language. It's definitely not a dialect, even though it's almost mutually comprehensible with Spanish. I mean, I've never had a lesson in Catalan in my life, but I can largely understand it written. So yeah, the tourists are overwhelmingly foreigners, I guess 9 out of 10, and the hotel staff are mostly Spanish. There's a significant Senegalese community here, the small Pakistani community as well. So it's such a lovely place to live. It's unsurprising when people are here, but they've got to make most of their money in 3 months, and they've got to make virtually all the money in 6 months, because, you know, sort of May to September, that's the season at best. But particularly busy in July and August. Like Republic of Ireland, we've got school holidays. A lot of that's in June as well. Yeah, so if you want to come in the shoulder season, sort of like May or September, it'll be half the price, not quite so crowded. But yeah, it's not manic here, which is a good thing. One of the shop assistants was telling me that she's not going to have any days off this month because it's so busy. They've got to make hay while the sun shines. But there are no over-tourism protests. I've been reading around the rest of Spain. Some people are getting sick of too many grockles, feeling they're driving out of their own city, that there's just not room to breathe. They can't even see where they're going because there's so many tourists. What would I say? So the infrastructure's in quite good nick. There's not like potholes or cracked pavements or anything like that. So, yeah, everything's going to work. And a few restaurants catering to different cuisines, and their pubs, sports bars, things like that. What else would I tell you? I don't think I've seen a single church here. The one thing about this town here is it doesn't offer very much culturally. There's nothing that distinctively Spanish about it. It might sound a silly thing like, where's the museum or the cathedral or the Plaza de Armas or the palace or something like that. I hadn't even heard a salute till I booked this holiday a few months ago. Anyway, finally, we're at a point where I can show you Talasa. There it is behind me, the Balearic Sea. So go down those steps and you see it. But I was surprised and somewhat worried that there was no lifeguard on the public beach. Now, I have no difficulty swimming, but some people do have difficulty swimming and could have been caught in a riptide. I'm not aware that there are any riptides. There'll be flags, green, yellow, red or whatever, but there's nobody there to save you if you get into difficulty, which I think is a bit irresponsible. Seeing as tourism is so important to the town, does the municipality not have some duty of care to try and save people from drowning? That would not be the sort of publicity that you want if you're the local tourism syndicate. So I don't think this place is overdeveloped, but you tell me what you think when we come a bit closer. Oh, look at this guy whizzing by. Yeah, okay. And then you'll have some idea what I'm talking about. So plenty of green space. Salu, so I would recommend it. I think I wouldn't be rushing back. I think a week is enough. What do you think? Some people still down there pitching their tent. Yeah, hi, jet skis on the beach. There are other beaches, yeah. I think they're all public beaches. And I can even smell the sea from here. Okay, well, thank you for watching my channel. I do recommend Salu. Keep you entertained for a week. I think a fortnight will be overdoing it. Right, goodbye, everyone. And if you're going on a summer holiday, I trust it will be enjoyable.